You know, boxes nowadays, you can get all kinds of things in boxes. What's kind of fun is the one I haven't tried yet is where you send your measurements and you send like the pattern, the look that you like, and then all of a sudden you get this new dress in the mail. That's the one I want to try, but I haven't yet. But there's so many things that you can do in boxes. And when you think of a box, and when you, you know, even if it's a birthday box or something, you're peeling away the wrapping, and then you open it up, it's like, it's just so exciting. And then when you get something that's dropped off on your porch, you know, of course, Amazon is huge nowadays. But there's so many special things that you can do with boxes. Boxes of sunshine, everything yellow, cheering someone up if they are sick. Have them receive that in the mail. You know, just different ways of blessing others. It's such a witnessing tool. And so at this time, I'm going to pray for Kelsey. Her mom is her sidekick, Myrta. Myrta is also a Women's Ministries board member as well. And so thank you to both of you for being willing to share. All right, let's go ahead and bow our heads and get started. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for creative minds. And we know that that comes from you. And so we thank you for being here with us today. May we be ready to learn more and to have our ears open to listen to you and help our creative minds to begin thinking of witnessing tools for you. May we always be ready to show you in a very positive way. We thank you and we love you and we praise you in your precious and holy name. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Well, 4 days, sometime last week, I called the secretary of another building. Oh, no, another secretary called to my building. And I'm always cheerful. And she said, "Oh, Myrta, can you just not be so happy?" But it's hard for children of God to not be happy. It's somehow, even if you're serious, somehow that joy comes out. So, and this morning, I want to tell you that I'm so excited, obviously, about the Sabbath box. How many were a little intrigued when they saw the title? Right? What is that about? Well, you're going to have I am praying that you're going to have as much fun as I did when Kelsey introduced me to the Sabbath box. It's interesting. The Bible says that it's a better thing to give than to receive. But I think because when you're giving, you're receiving so much blessing. So with the Sabbath box this morning, I hope that when it's time to get to that you pray for the person you'd be doing it for. It's so important. So I am not going to take much more time because some of you that know me, I could talk forever, and it's not my turn. It's Kelsey's turn. And I just want to thank God for the opportunity to have had her really close when she did her first Sabbath box and heard from the people that have received it already. I just thank God for allowing me to do that with her because it was a Bible study for me as well as it will be for the person that received it. So with no more, I will just pass the time to Kelsey. Thank you.
Hello? Can you hear me? Okay. My name is Kelsey. That was my mother. She's so charismatic. All those sanguine people. So I'm not sanguine. So forgive me. You gotta pray for me up here. So this is a picture of Campus Out. So Sabbath boxes, what it came out of was that I saw that Friday nights were being stolen from me little by little. I'd come home from work or from school. I'd clean up the house really quick, and then I'd run back to church to do flowers, to do decoration, to do a rehearsal for something. And it felt like I was doing that segue from man's work to God's work nonstop. And that rest piece was getting lost. You know, we do practice until I don't know when at night, and then you have to come early because you're doing Sabbath school. And I felt overworked. And as an introvert, that's a lot. And So I started, you know, kind of dialing back my responsibilities on Friday nights, planning it for other times. And, you know, just putting some music on, maybe put in a sermon, soak my feet, put a candle, and kind of taking that time to relax and spend time with God. You know, that one-on-one time that I felt like I wasn't getting Friday nights and on Sabbath. And then the kind of whole subscription box kind of craze blew up where, you know, you can get any box in the mail on anything that you like, and it just kind of surprises you with different things. And I decided to use that concept to bless a friend of mine with what I had experienced. So I put a candle in a box, and I put a face mask, a devotional, and I put little Bible verses on it, and I sent it to her, and that's how the Sabbath box got started. So there's two parts of it. There's the giving part and the receiving part. So the giving part, for me, is the best part. I mean, I haven't received a Sabbath box, obviously. But, you know, in Acts 20, verse 35, it says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I think that's so true. I have received a lot of blessing out of creating these boxes for other people. So who are they for? They're for anybody. They're for active church members. The first one I sent was to an active church member that I thought, you know, there's always that chance of burnout, and just being able to show people that you appreciate them. You can do reoccurring visitors, sick members or sick recurring visitors, new moms, because, you know, if the baby's not sick, they're sick, or they're being sick because they're about to be a mom, and it's a whole thing. So definitely that's somebody you can give it to. Youth away at college, so maybe like more like a care package. And then, of course, struggling members and visitors, which is probably what you think of, but those in the fold need as much care as those outside. And then acquaintances and friends, basically anybody. Supplies that you need. So you need a box. This is the box that I buy. This at the dollar store. I love the dollar store. I remember three different times the same person called me, and all three times I was at the dollar store. And they're like, you live there, don't you? And I'm like, don't touch. They're gift boxes. They come. I really like this space because you get the boxes too big, and then you feel like you have to fill them with the whole thing. And the items are not the point. The point is the care that's put into it. So you want to go for a little bit of a smaller box. The only problem with these boxes is they don't ship by themselves. You have to put them in a shipping envelope and then send them. So that kind of makes it. And then there's this one that you could ship, but then you have to find devotionals that fit in there. So that's kind of what I've run into. That has been the problem. Oh, sorry. This was at the booth and it kind of got abused. So yeah, so the boxes are free, but you just have to find smaller things to fit in there. So then you need color tissue paper, a black pen, I like the inky pens, the rollerball pens, a card or a piece of cardstock to write a note, tape or a glue stick to put the Bible verses on, and then things to put in your box. So here's one of the boxes that I made. This was for a lady at our church who loves giraffes. So as you can see, the socks have giraffes on them because it's all about personalizing it to the person. So usually I put a devotional in there, a clothed item, so maybe like a coin purse or a sock, you know, little things, a little mini loofah. The little dot there is a face mask, a cookie. Usually I like to put something to eat and to drink, and then kind of something like that. And then, of course, the most important thing is a note. Stop and rest. That's in order. That's what the note says. Because I like to give to them on Friday night so that they don't run into the problem that I had. Just kind of keep them going on Friday night. So the item, I usually put 6 to 7 items in a box because you want it to look full, but you don't want to overdo it. So I like to give them so it gets there by Friday night. But you can also do it after church and really any time. I've given it to people in person. I've given it to people in person during the week because I won't see them on Sabbath. And I've also mailed them. I crossed out give it to someone who will give it to them because you want to eliminate the middleman. You want to have it like that direct contact with that person. And of all the people I've given it to, the longest I had to wait for feedback was for somebody that, oh, you know, give this to your cousin for me. I haven't seen her in a while or something like that. So ideas for Sabbath boxes. You could do so many things. You could do devotional books, Steps to Christ, adult coloring books. I've not used the whole book, but I've like taken a few sheets out and like folded it up. If they missed this week, Sabbath school, copy the lesson for next week. Or you could use glow tracks. I think they're a little small, so I haven't used them, but you could. The devotionals that I have up there are from the dollar store. Surprise, surprise. They have a series on the fruits of the Spirit. So there's one little book, and it's a Bible study. So it talks about, you know, faithfulness, and they're really well-written books. They're not put out by the Adventist Church, but they're theologically sound, and they've been really, really nice to look through and to read. So bath items, loofahs, face towels, soap, lotion. The thing that I would point out to the bath items, you don't want to go overboard with the bath items, because once you start getting soap and deodorant, and it comes more off like, we love having you at church, but please shower before the next time you go. Like, you don't want to project that. You don't want to project that. So one or two, it's kind of a leisure, but if that's the majority of the box, kind of takes away from the focus, and it's like, are they saying something about me? So kind of keep that in mind. So accessories, drinks, food. Food, here's the thing with food. So if you want to bake it yourself, I know there's a lot of bakers and stuff like that, it's wonderful. Just keep in mind that they are perishable. So I've had a situation where I made a box and I baked the bread myself, and then she didn't come to church for 3 weeks. And I just had it there. So I have to keep in mind that, you know, I have to throw it out and get something different. And then, of course, other items, candles, tissues, journals. And the last one is seaweed, because I have a friend who likes seaweed. So, again, you have to keep the person in mind when you make them. So personalization is key. Know the person. Know what they like. Know where they're at spiritually. So I did a box. You'll see it in a second. I did a box for the pastor's wife. I didn't put any devotional literature, and I don't think she needs, you know, she has a ton of literature. It's more about making sure that she has that time to spend with God with all the bazillion things she has to do. So where they're at spiritually, if they left the church or have been hesitant to come to church because of Ellen White, maybe not the great controversy in there. Because, again, it's not you're not being aware of what they're going through and where they're at. And what they need also. So if you see that they have some, you know, they wore the same socks 4 weeks in a row, maybe something like that too. Just a way to give to them. You don't want it to make it like a needy box, but it's more, I care about you, and we want to make sure that you know that we care.
Kelsey, just a second. One of my experience was that it was like, I'm taking a vacation with God. So when you open that box, it's your time on that special, beautiful place with God. So then that would help you also to choose your items and stuff.
And handwrite everything. So I was like, I wrote, the first one I did, I handwrote it. And then I'm like, Mom, you know, I think you should type it or whatever. And she's like, no, it looks nice. And I think it's because it has that more, like, yeah, personal quality to it. So you took the time to write everything out. So I would suggest that you do handwrite everything. And so let me put it back a few slides so you can see the picture here. So you see all the different things. I used the craft paper from the dollar store, and I cut it down and made these little tabs that I would tape onto the, or tape around the object with verses on it. And so this is the most fun part. It says choosing items and finding a verse that matches them. So the rule I've created is that it has to be positive and it has to be relevant. So if you have a little thing of hot chocolate and you decide to put that verse in Ecclesiastes, you know, eat and drink because tomorrow we die, not positive. Not positive. It's about drinking, but it's not positive. Which, side note, there is very few verses in the Bible that are positive about drinking, which is something that you learn while you're doing that. So it must be positive and it must be relevant. So there's different ways to distinguish relevance. You could do it by item. So if you're doing socks, you could do a verse about, you know, how beautiful are the feet that bring good news. You know, think about feet or walking in the path, or this is, you know, the narrow way. You know, things like that that are about the item. Or you could do it by pattern. So if a soap has rainbows on it, then it could be a verse about rainbows. Or it could be a verse about washing. It could be either of those things. And then you could do by brand, too, because if it's Dove soap, you could do it about washing again. Or you could do it about the Dove. Or about a bird in general. You know, as you look for more things, you're like, oh man, there really are no good verses about, you know, food, or there's no verses about chocolate, which really, we have to talk to the Lord about that. No verses about chocolate. I mean, chocolate originated in North America, so that's relevant, but so you have to find other ways to come, you know, approach that. Maybe a verse about food in general, or a verse about sweetness. And so when you do this for a while, like I have, all of a sudden everything becomes a Bible verse search. You know, you go from going to Target, ooh, they have, you know, shoes on sale. You go from, you know, oh, I need shoes, or so-and-so needs shoes, to, oh, how beautiful are the feet that bring good, I can totally use that. And then you go, you know, oh, candles at Bath and Body, oh, thy word is a lamp, I can put. And so everything becomes like an excitement, like, oh my goodness, is there a verse for this? Or where can I find a verse? I found a tissue with anchors on it. And I'm like, will your anchor? That's a hymn, but is that a verse? That is a verse. And then, so it just becomes an excitement. And it's a way to keep your mind on God. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily you have to redirect. It just becomes part of your life, mm-hmm. and part of your daily experience, that you're always seeing things and things are reminding you of Bible verses. So that's something really that has blessed me on the giving side. And then, of course, you're going to get out of control, so then how to cut down on costs. Buy in bulk. So I have some M&Ms that I got on sale that I just separated by color, and you can put in little bags. Take advantage of sales. The dollar store is everything. And then use homemade goods. So you can make sweets yourself, and you can make bath fizzers, or bath bombs, if you don't care to be politically correct. The little bath things, you can make them too, using like baking soda. And, I mean, I had never done it myself, but it's possible. So you can make some of those things as well. And then comes the receiving part. So this is from a family. I'm like, who can I give this to? Because I was so excited about it. I made one. I'm like, who should I give this to? I'm like, I'm just going to ship it out to a friend of my mom's. Just, I hadn't talked to her in a while, and just completely. And it turns out, she said that I was preparing for different presentations at church. She had to give a presentation. She had to preach that Sabbath. And it came that Friday night before. And it was like she was feeling overwhelmed. And it came at that perfect time. So what I thought was random was still part of God's plan to be able to bless her.
She has this friend has a beautiful prayer room. And that day, Friday, that she came so stressed out, she took the box. And knowing that it came from Kelsey, she went straight to her prayer room to open the box. So.
Yeah, so that was her. And then my friend Vanessa, she lives out on the West Coast. And she was the first person that I sent this to. And so... So she talks about how, you know, so many things, social media and all these different things that take up our Sabbath, because we don't rest. We don't rest. When we don't have things to do, we make up things to do, and we do other things. You know, if we're not at work, then we're on Instagram and we're on Facebook and we're, you know, decorating parts of the church that nobody sees anyway. And so we find things to do. And so it's a way of investing in your relationship with God and being less inclined to do all this kind of Martha busy work and focusing on our date with Jesus, which is what the Sabbath is supposed to be. You know, not a beauty pageant, not a, you know, a Martha Stewart show. It's supposed to be a date with Jesus.
Kelsey, what did her mother say when she received the box?
Oh,
what did she do?
Originally, I didn't make it as cute as you see here. I just kind of put it all in a box and wrote the verses on the flaps of the box. And then she saw it she opened the box with her mother, and her mother would not let her throw the box away because that's where all the verses are. And we have to look up all the verses. And so it was a blessing to two people instead of one, I guess. So this is one that I did to, I can't remember who, this was just a sample. I took that one apart. This is the one I gave to the pastor's wife. Corey, she's around here somewhere. And so, like I said, I didn't put any devotional material. She doesn't need it. But I put in the little coin purse that is in the back here, the green thing. Inside there, I put a couple of those adult coloring book. I don't know where they sell it now. I'm sure online. But like there were like Bible verses. It's an adult coloring book, but with Bible verses in it. so that as you're coloring them, you learn the Bible verses and stuff like that. So I put those in there. And she loves green, so that was my way of kind of tailoring that to her. This is a friend of mine that goes to our church. She's studying abroad. Not abroad, but outside of the church, I guess. So I send that to her as a care package. And so she likes seaweed. So you can see the seaweed is on there.
Read the note. I think that's really
yes.
cute.
The note. Okay. So this is about knowing your person, right? So we had talked about her. I had talked with her like the week before, and she mentioned that she was single. So I put the verse, I put the card. It says, "Hey, Jotty," that's her name, "your BF JC, your boyfriend Jesus Christ, wants to cuddle and sleep over, hit him up," which for those who don't know what that means contact him. And so there are the verses that cuddle, you know, draw near to me and sleep over, you know, when different verses that have to do with that. So that was my cute way of reaching out to her, and she would understand that. Maybe it wouldn't translate to everyone, but it's, again, something that you tailor for that person. Mm-hmm. This is someone else that's studying abroad, and she's Dominican, and it was the week before finals. So I thought patience would be a good book to put there because she had a lot of things that she was on hold and waiting for. And then you may not see it, it's kind of covered, but it's chocolate with plantain in it. And I don't know if you have any Dominican friends, but they're very intense about their plátano. Like, they could have a 6-hour seminar on it. So I wanted to make sure the chocolate with plantain in it went to one of my Dominican friends. And she likes kind of green earth tone type things, too.
What did you use for the verse on the chocolate?
Oh, goodness. I think it's something related to
Proverbs 31:3.
Proverbs 31:31. I don't know what that says, but that's a good thing to look up. I, you know, if you don't go for sweet food related things, it could be so many things. I can't.
It depends what you want it to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could also be something about a bird because there's a bird on the package too. And so this is just an idea of where I get everything. Those dot masks I get at H&M. It's a store, H&M.
No, the dot mask.
Oh, it's a face mask. It says brightening face mask with shea and coconut butter for dry skin. So I think the verse there, Psalms 42, verse 5, is about the countenance and brightening of the countenance.
Huh?
It's a TV store. Yeah, H&M is the best.
We love H&M.
Yeah, we spend a lot
she
of time there.
She loves H&M.
Mm-hmm.
She really loves H&M.
H&M is a store. It's kind of like a department store downgraded and downpriced for people between 18 and 35 who can't afford fancy
people
things.
In college?
Yeah, basically. But they are very fancy things, but just done inexpensively, which is what I love about it. plug for H&M. Okay, so these are the different places they get things. World Market is another place that's fun to get, like, different foods and different items, things that are non-traditional. And, Mom, who was it that did these? I can't remember who it was.
Did the what?
The lady who did the boxes that said she had done them. What was her name?
Oh, yes. She might be here. Monica Ames. She sent us the email. She heard about it when we talked about it in the board, and she did, I think, two boxes, and there are two pictures of what she did from that. Is that one?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the second one.
Yep.
So she sent us a picture of her trying to do a Sabbath box. I think she did one for someone that was not in church.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I remember if it was, what was the other person?
Yeah.
And
she said it was a blessing both to create and
yes.
to give to other people
yeah.
as well.
I we love when we hear what the reaction is. What is the experience, not the reaction, the experience that they have when they do the Sabbath boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though it seems that it's the same as far as the excitement of looking for the verses, and then when you hear from the person, we'd like to hear.
Yeah. We're way over time, but whatever. Here we have some of the basic supplies. Again, it will be different, you know, if your person is like barefoot for life, maybe not socks. But come up and find a spot for you to start working on your Sabbath box and kind of think of that person, pray about that person, think of what they would like. And maybe not all of these things will be here, and maybe you just start off with a couple things and keep going at home, but it's just right. a chance for you to see kind of the basic how it
I'm just wondering how many do we have here?
What I would like to do with the boxes is if you, one per church, so work together on a box, and or if you're here as a family or something like that, try to do one box, and then I think we should be okay if we do it that way. So work together, because what it is it's an idea, and if you take it back as a church, then you can still recreate it for the person and personalize it. And remember your academy students that are away at boarding academy, your college students that are away, and there's just so many different beautiful ways of using these boxes.
One of the ideas is this is a Sabbath box that we're introducing, but I know that this is going to open up all kinds of boxes, because when we discussed it in the board meeting, we talked about baptism. We talked about so many birthdays, someone who's gone through a loss, so to bring peace, to bring joy, to bring all those things back. So we'd love to hear from that. So, question?
Yeah, I have a question. Do you label it Sabbath box for like if you're
because, okay, Kelsey?
Where is the reason why I call it the Sabbath box? Where did it go? The reason why I call it the Sabbath box is because I send it to be enjoyed on the Sabbath, and because
that's right.
The box that I...
Oh, it's right here. It's right here. You can show this one. This one right here?
Oh, no, it's right okay. here. The box that I send, I put Sabbath on the outside. So this is Sabbath in Hebrew, and then I just Google translated it. Because that's reliable. It's missing a dot, but basically, yes. So I put the word Sabbath on it. So that's kind of why the name Sabbath Box came about. And also because I do give them out on Sabbath.
And the other thing that Kelsey does is that she goes to the post office and let the people know at the post office that she wants to make sure that box arrives on Friday. Mm-hmm. So she will mail it whenever they say to make sure that it arrives on Friday. Mm-hmm. And another thing is with that first box that she mailed, it just gave me goosebumps after she shared with me. Said, Kelsey, because her mother got so excited about the box, she didn't want to throw it away. She said, man, if she got that excited, can you imagine all the people that saw that box mm-hmm. on the way to where it was going? You see how we are witnessing? Isn't that amazing? I don't know how many ladies are here, but if each one of that send one box, we just got to go to heaven and see what Jesus says, because it will be very exciting.
Do you do this out of your own funds, or do you have a church that supports you in doing these, or
no,
is it just your own ministry?
Just me doing, you know, normal stuff, I guess.
One second, Kelsey, to what she said. This is something recent that she shared with me, is that she does like tithes and offerings and has her savings, but she has like a little what is it? I forgot the word. I know the word. Where you put money? Yeah, piggy bank. That's it. She has a little piggy bank that is specifically for that, for giving. So I thought, oh, that's a very good idea. Never thought of that. But
it doesn't really have to be this. You know, if somebody needs something. You know, if I see there's a need somewhere, I try to do my tithes and offerings, and if it comes out to, you know, like $34, I'll just cut that off and just do 40, and then the $6 will be for something that is needed. And over time, that's enough to get, you know, different things. So, yeah. And actually, I ran into some seminary students, or not seminary students, but like three different people at the post office were like, oh, that's... I know what that is. Like mm-hmm. people from like a Christian Reform seminary, like, oh, my husband was in this. I know what that is. Or that looks familiar. What is that? Mm-hmm. So
yeah. It just brings a great ministry for each one of you when you do a Sabbath box.
Okay. I want to give you guys time to
come
anyone,
up. And... Any questions? More questions? No?
Oh, another question? Yeah.
I'll go around with the microphone. I'll work
the
a little.
Average cost that you put into a Sabbath box.
Average cost. I try to keep it under $10, and I'm usually pretty successful at that. It's hard to tell because, you know, if I saw, you know, something on sale for like 3 packets of cookies, by the time I divide that up and, you know, put it in different things, it's kind of hard to tell. But I keep it under 10. It's usually under 8. For my friends, my close friends, I'll spoil them some more, but it depends. And it's also good to modulate. So, like, if something's really expensive, if you want to buy a really expensive lotion, then maybe you can just get a loofah from the dollar store and kind of balance that out, too. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, come on up, I think.
Okay,
oh, more questions?
Personally, how often do you do it?
How often do I do it? Oh, well, I work on it every week, but it's not necessarily how often it goes out. So it's like, oh, this will be perfect, but I need to find the perfect, you know, something else. So, you know, I'll wait a week to put that in, or it will, you know, it'll take 3 weeks to get it done. So I don't necessarily try to sit down, put a box together, and ship it out. That's not how it works.
But you guys can choose how you want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay? We just want to make sure we give you enough time to do your box. And
I'll leave mine up.
Okay. And if you have any questions throughout, then you can see either one of us. Okay? Sounds good.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.